ABC Gold Coast, Bern Young with you this morning. You know, of course, about the World Wide Web. It's been around for 20 years. In fact, it just celebrated an anniversary yesterday. If you jump on our Facebook page, you can see the very first ever web page that was created. It's nothing fancy, let me tell you that. But if that's the World Wide Web, what's the deep, dark web? Is there really such a thing going on? Some other web that you and me, we don't access at all? Stilgarian is a freelance writer and commentator about the internet. I don't think he likes this dark, deep, dark web tag. Morning, Stilgarian.
Morning, Bern. No, I don't like the dark web tag because it's really a made-up term by tabloid journalists and politicians who want to make the internet sound a scary, scary place so they can increase law enforcement on it. But you know, it is a thing in the sense that there is stuff that happens online that chooses not to draw attention to itself. And some of the things that happen there are criminal. Some of them are just, you know, kids mucking around and as kids have their secret clubs and all of that. It's where organized crime operates. But I suppose, you know, the dark web is only a separate place from the web in the sense that, you know, some blokes who operate out of the pub car park and say, look, mate, you know, do you want a brand new Blu-ray player? I can get one cheap. You know, they don't draw attention to themselves either, but they're not really the dark car park.
Okay, yeah. Well, that might be dark when they're meeting in there. I don't know.
Would be dark, yeah.
I don't care what you say, Stilgarian. I'm calling it the dark web because it sounds like a place where stuff goes on that, you know, you're not going to Google it, for instance, and it's not necessarily going to come up. So how is it an encrypted world, is it?
Look, there's two things that happen. One is that if you don't want to appear in the search engines like Google or Bing, you just tell them. You just say, don't index me, that's private. Or you protect it with a password so no one can get in. Or you have it on a location that's rapidly changing using encryption technology and anonymizationing technology. There's never really been a good word for that. like things that hide your internet address and there are ways of making that findable only by those who are in the know. And the same technologies are used by, say, political dissidents in places like Syria or Egypt, you know, during the Arab Spring to avoid government monitoring. And perhaps the best known of these, and of course that's what's in the news today, is the Silk Road, which is a market. It's a website where you can buy and sell pretty much anything, and therefore it ends up being, by and large, things like illegal drugs. And you can use a supposedly untraceable currency like Bitcoin to pay for it. And in theory, you can buy and sell this stuff without being tracked by law enforcement.
Okay, so something's going on with this particular website, Silk Road, where they're now saying that hackers within their element of the web are shutting them down. I mean, it moves into an area where, and they're saying, you know, we'll offer a reward if you can help us find the hackers, but they don't even want people to find them. So what is this place?
Look, you know, if you take away the fact it's happening on the internet, this is actually a standard kind of criminal operation. If you imagine that there were a group of drug dealers who agreed to meet and exchange drugs and money at certain random car parks around the city, well, what if some other criminals found out about that and then turned up with shotguns and said, right, you know, hand over your drugs and money, or at least hand us the money, or we'll shoot you, or we'll close down your operation. So it's criminal versus criminal. So this is really that same sort of criminal activity translated online. And in this case, they're doing what's called a denial of service attack, which just means flooding the Silk Road's servers with so much traffic that it's overloaded and legitimate customers, if I can use that phrase in this context, can't get through. It's the same sort of extortion attempt that happens against everyday businesses in various ways. And there have, of course, been victims on the Gold Coast just in the last 12 months.
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting place. I just, you know, you wonder then how do how to legitimate things like law enforcement, then tackle that online. But that's a conversation for another day, I reckon, still.
Oh, yeah, it's a little early in the morning for all that.
Oh, it's always too early in the morning for everything, I reckon. Good on you,
yeah,
still.
I'll be with you there, Bert.
I'm still saying deep, dark web. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, right, it's your radio show.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
And you, Bert. Catch you later.
Still Garion, who's a freelance writer and commentator about all things to do with the net. If you want to check out that very first web page, that one I have put a link to, funnily enough, not the other stuff, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ABC Gold Coast.